Okay, my friends. So we're going to begin a time of practice, and our fellow CMC Sangha members will join us as they're able to. And again, as I was saying, since we're in our homes, you have the opportunity to just really notice what you're needing, right, what your body is needing to feel a sense of increased comfort and ease. And I'll ring the bell as a way of beginning this time of practice together. As you're sitting in your chair or on your cushion, wherever you might be, you can take a few moments just to allow your awareness to gently drop right into the body. Perhaps first noticing the breath. Many of us have been holding our breath as we go through this time, so I invite you just to notice where you become most aware of the inhalation and the exhalation. It might be in the belly, the chest, or the nostrils. And as you're connecting with the breath, you can see if the breath can just be very easy and natural, however it needs to be in these next few moments. If it's slow, if it's shallow, even if it's a little jagged, if the mind can meet your body by supporting the breath, however you're experiencing it. Just allowing it to be completely spontaneous. And your eyes can either be gently closed or slightly open just to allow some light in. Nurture a sense of energy and wakefulness. And then you can, at your own pace, begin to deepen the breath, really allowing it to fill your entire belly, diaphragm, chest. And after a deepening inhalation, you can just very gently hold the breath for just a few moments before fully and deeply and very slowly exhaling. And you can do that for 3 or 4 rounds of inhalation and exhalation. really just allowing the breath to be as slow as you are comfortable with it being. Almost a sense of being able to take in a sense of healing energy with each inhalation, allowing for a feeling of stillness with the gentle breath holding, and then a sense of full release as you exhale. And then again, at your own pace, you can just allow the breath to return to its most natural state. And together, we'll do a body scan. That's a way, again, of supporting our entire mind-body system. Since we're experiencing something that will inspire all sorts of responses in the body that we can work with and care for. And so, again, you can notice the breath. That is a way of just allowing your awareness to have an object of focus. And then gently, you can bring your awareness up to the top of the head, right near the crown. And very slowly, very gently, you can allow your awareness to drop into the body through the crown of the head. And perhaps even noticing a sense of subtle relief in the scalp. And then as your awareness drops in, you can notice your forehead and all the muscles around the eyes. So often when we're experiencing something that generates concern or stress, we begin to use these muscles in a way that helps us feel more in control, but also requires a great deal of effort, great deal of energy. So you can just allow that entire area, all of those muscles around the eyes and in the cheeks, to begin to soften. Allowing the lids to be soft and heavy. And allowing the jaw also to begin to enjoy a sense of ease, release. Perhaps even rotating the jaw very slightly, just to allow some sense of decompression, sense of opening. allowing the tongue to be heavy and soft. And noticing also the root of the tongue, which is an area where we both take in a great deal, right, of nourishment, all sorts of stimulation. It's also an area of expression where we release, we communicate. So you can take a few moments just to allow the root of the tongue to completely release. Feel a sense of opening, softening that drops down into the throat, the back of the neck. You can also imagine a sense of elongation throughout the back of the neck to support that opening. Allowing your awareness to drop down into the shoulders. Perhaps feeling a sense of decompression as you really just allow them to release, as you open the chest, which will free your lungs to receive more needed oxygen. Perhaps enjoying a full inhalation and exhalation as you do so. Noticing the solar plexus, which is another area where so often we hold tension. We hold fear. And you can gently bring your awareness to the solar plexus and all the muscles around that region. And allowing the breath to usher in feelings of opening and spaciousness, decompression. Almost as if the solar plexus suddenly had more space in the body. A little more room to release, to spread out. Noticing the belly, another area that might feel a little bit contracted, an area where, again, we have a lot of room for holding. It might also need a few moments of decompression and release. Really allowing the entire belly to be completely soft, full. Again, you can bring the inhalation into that area to generate that feeling of decompression. A And as you're doing so, and you can allow the entire spine to feel yet a little bit more elongated. As a way of making more room internally, generating a sense of energy, opening. And your arms can be soft and heavy. The shoulders can be ever so slightly look backward again, just to increase that sense of space in the chest, in the belly. You allow your awareness to begin to drop down into the hips, into the groin area, into the pelvic floor. Again, just ushering in a feeling of spaciousness, decompression. And slowly bringing your awareness into the legs, feeling a sense of solidity in the thighs. Perhaps noticing your hands resting on your thighs. As your awareness moves into the knees, to the knee joints, perhaps breathing into that area, feeling a sense of release. Gently just letting the breath help the awareness continue to slowly move down through the shins and the calves. All the way down through the tips of your toes. As you're enjoying these moments of spacious awareness, and just allow the mind to enter into a witnessing mode. Simply noticing all the sensations that you've experienced. Perhaps noticing the mind as it settles. allowing any ambient sounds just to wash over you, to support you in this time of bare attention. And if you become aware of your mind returning to any powerful thoughts, powerful feelings, concerns, memories, all of this activity that the mind is holding, you can note, even with a sense of reverence, that you'll return to these arisings, but just for these next few moments to allow your awareness again to just gently come back to the body, back to the breath. You could even begin to imagine beautiful, shimmering, bright Buddha sitting before you, facing you, filled with healing light, as bright as a million suns. Visualizing this Buddha sitting with you in this time of contemplative practice. Perhaps beaming to your heart's center, this beautiful elixir of light that ignites your own flame of healing deep in your heart center. Just feeling the presence of this Buddha. Feeling the presence of your own deepest nature, clarity, spaciousness. And allowing that warmth and light from this healing flame to fill your entire body and mind. Knowing that you can always appeal to this deepest layer of mind and heart to offer you a place of clarity, place of support, place of insight and compassion. And as you're connecting with your own most healing nature, your Buddha nature, I'll recite the Tibetan prayer of the Four Immeasurables, which you can recite mentally, or you can simply hear the words and allow them to wash over you. May all beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all never part from the happiness of no suffering. May all remain in equanimity, free from partiality, attachment, and aversion toward those near and far, for the benefit of all. And in these last few minutes of practice, I invite you to dedicate this time of practice, this time of contemplation, to all beings. Perhaps just taking a few moments to imagine the people you love and you cherish. Imagine them joining you, sitting with you. Imagining their safety and their deepest well-being of mind and body. Also beginning to imagine some people you have seen but don't know well. And also including them in this growing Sangha, inviting them to join you. If you imagine their deepest well-being, their safety of mind and body, and then including a few people with whom you've had some difficulty or conflict. Doesn't have to be the most serious conflict, but anyone with whom you've had some disagreement and feelings of discord. Just generously invite them in to join you. Envision them sitting quietly, receiving your most genuine blessings for well-being, and safety, mind and body. Noticing this ever-expanding group receiving these generous blessings of increased ease, deepest compassion, of well-being, and peace for the benefit of all.